people that are not married that are living together. An old-fashioned expression, say, involving the word clergy.
Without the benefit of clergy.
Okay, that's what I was looking for without. Maybe you go to this new dentist that a friend has suggested that you try, and you go, and everything works out just fine, and a friend asks you, how did the dentist hurt you much? And you say, well, he didn't hurt
too much.
Or maybe you didn't feel a thing. You say, he didn't hurt...
I don't know. I haven't been to a dentist too often.
Well, let's see. Or would you say at all or a bit or, you didn't hurt at all or didn't hurt a bit or...
Oh, if he didn't hurt at all, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
That's what I was trying to get.
But if it hurt some, why, that'd be different.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you're giving somebody a ride that, you don't mind giving a ride to, but you don't want to go out of your way.
Yeah.
You let them off and say, I'm sorry, but this is...
Far as I go.
Okay. If you're dividing up something among a group of people, you say, well, this one here is mine, and that one there is...
yours.
Okay. And if you're going to share the next thing, you say, well, this one here is... it's between the two of you. It belongs to both of you.
Yeah.
What would you say? This one's mine, this one's yours, this one's...
hers or his or some...
Okay, or it belongs to you and this other person. It's not strictly mine, it's not strictly...
Oh, that'd be, if it is a joint, that'd be ours.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you have a group of people that come visit you, and you want to talk to the whole group of people, not just to the one, you're liable to say, again, a come again thing, but you might ask them, you want them to come back soon, say, when are you...
No, I guess I lost you there.
Okay. What I was getting at was, would you ever say, if you were talking to more than one person, would you ever indicate that? Would you just say you, or...
Oh, I'd probably say you all.
Oh, you would say you all.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd say, when are you all coming back, or something like that. If you had maybe these people that were about to leave, they were about to leave, and you see three hats that somebody left behind.
Yeah.
You grab them in your arm, you run out the car, and you say, are these hats...
yours.
Or is there any other way of saying that? Or you want to indicate the idea of more than one? Are these hats... they obviously don't belong to one person. Three hats.
Yeah. I don't know what I would say. There's a lot of things you could ask.
Would you ever say anything like, are these hats you all's or anything like that?
Are these hats what?
You all's?
No.
Okay.
You have to get below the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay. All right. You go to a meeting or something, or you go to your professor, what's Irene liable to ask you when you get back? Things about the meeting that she wants to find out.
How was the program?
Okay. And she wants to find out what was on the program. What's she liable to say?
I don't know. She might ask if it is interesting.
Okay.
And did he give a good talk? Or,
mm-hmm.
Any number of things.
Okay. Now, if she wants to find out whether so-and-so down the block was there, but doesn't want to ask directly, she's liable to say...
who all was there?
Yeah, okay. If you want to, she again wants to find out what was said, say what... not simply what was said, but what...
what he talked about.
Okay. Would you ever say what all was said or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.